Belinda presents this unabridged recording of
Bah Humbug by Michael Rosen. Narrated by Pete Cross.
Your Scrooge mask! Ray Gruber yelled as the family climbed into the car. Your Scrooge mask, Harry! I have no idea where it is. I'm just guessing. He switched to his sarcastic voice. Let me see. I wonder, just wonder, if it's exactly where you left it? Harry Gruber felt himself shrink under his father's words. He had only been allowed to bring the mask home because he had pleaded with Miss Cavani to have it overnight so he could practice some Scrooge expressions in the mirror. He loved seeing himself turn from somebody no one noticed, an 11-year-old guy with cheeks that were really annoying, he thought, too wide one day, too long the next, into a mean, crabby, whiny old man whom hundreds of people would be staring at in a show, all done with what his drama teacher called a half-mask. It covered his forehead, eyes, and most of those annoying cheeks, and gave him a new, narrow, slightly twisted nose. And yet underneath that was his own mouth, somehow looking like a new, not his own, very old mouth. How amazing was that? In front of the mirror, he had practiced sneering, cackling, bullying, being shocked, being afraid, being regretful.
What you feel, Harry, we feel, Miss Cavani had said. But we have to see it, dear, see it in your face and in your shoulders.
That was a challenge. How do you show how you feel in your shoulders? But now, oh rats, he had left the mask back in the house, somewhere no idea where, and this had annoyed Dad again. Why am I so good at annoying Dad? Harry wondered. He looked up at the street lamp throwing its light on them. Wouldn't it be great if every time you felt bad, you could turn yourself into a thing? Like the street lamp, being useful and never feeling bad. Just standing there throwing light on this street of townhouses. Dad's voice interrupted his thoughts.
And I'm not going to ask why, in the name of the stars above, your school thought it was a good idea to do a Christmas crummy carol on the night before Christmas. If they were going to do anything on the night before Christmas, it should have been the night before crummy Christmas. Ha!
Harry hadn't waited to hear the whole speech and had scuttled back into the house to hunt down the mask. His mom had switched off the lights as they were leaving, so now he had a touch of heart-hopping as his own shadow cast by the street lamp reaching into the house through the window chased him up the stairs.
Ray,
said Harry's mother, Lisa, in the most soothing voice she could conjure up, but it came out as a voice that sounded angry that she had to try and make soothing. She glanced at herself in the mirror on the back of the car's visor and moved a lock of hair onto her forehead.
I'm ready,
said Ray, sitting down heavily in the driver's seat.
We can't go, Ray, until Harry's got his Scrooge mask, so we're not ready, are we?
There was a lot of weight in the ready. Ray started the car.
And my chair's not in,
chipped in Eva, Harry's younger sister.
What?
Lisa exclaimed. She was shocked.